Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have two charges on my charge account that I did not authorize from your company.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
70769.
First and last name.
Ma'am?
First and last name.
Linda Catanastro.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
17088 Old Jefferson Highway.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a product called Prime Freshia Keto and Cleanse originally to pay for shipping?
Yes, I bought two bottles. I paid $11. I think it was $11 and something.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's all I ordered.
All right, so you have to read what you're authorizing, which is called Terms and Conditions. It tells you that this product is free, but you have to cancel it within 14 days of purchase. Otherwise, you have to pay full price. That is what you're authorizing when you pay the shipping.
Well, I didn't read that. I didn't see anything there. Well, I just got this. So it shouldn't be 14 days.
It's
so
from the day of purchase, not the date of receiving. That's why you have to read what you're authorizing those terms and conditions. Usually,
okay, well,
after
you
place your order, it's on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't want it. I'm not paying for it. That's fraud.
Well, I do apologize for that. I'll get you canceled out. Like I said, this is not fraud. If they go and investigate your account, they do see you did give us authorization because you didn't call in time to get it for free.
I did not. Let me see. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me find you where I put you because I save everything.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see any place on here. It tells me anything about that. I bought two bottles. It was $11 and
mm-hmm.
something cents. I took a picture of it, and I did not see anything anywhere that said I have to buy anything else. I did pay for it.
Yes.
$4.95 and something else.
Yeah, it's on there. You probably just took a picture of the ad. That is not terms and conditions. The ad is just to sell it to you, to tell you things about it, to see if you want to buy it. That's not what you're agreeing to when you put your card in.
So do you want me to return these two bottles to you?
No, ma'am. We don't accept the product back.
Okay, because, I mean, I haven't opened it. I haven't nothing. So two charges will be taken off my charge account?
No, ma'am.
I'm not paying $94, and I'm not paying $85. I don't want
it. Well, I do apologize for that. Well, that's why you have to call in to cancel if you don't want to pay full price. You didn't call in. That's why you were billed. Now, I can get you canceled out and see if there's some type of compensation they can offer due to you not canceling. Can you let me do that for you?
Yes, I want to talk to a manager.
Man, we all go by the same protocol.
Okay, well, I want to find somebody. Because I'm not paying $85.94.
I just said, did you want me to reach out to management to see if there's some kind of partial refund they can give you on the account?
I want a complete refund.
Well, I do apologize for that, ma'am. Whatever they offer, that's all I can give you. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yeah, they offered me $85 and they sent me $85.
Right, like I just stated, whatever they offer, that's what I can give you. Otherwise, if not, I'll just cancel out your account if you don't want to take the offer.
What are you offering?
So, give me 1 second. All right, so after reaching out, they did say the only thing they will offer you is the manager's 75% refund. Like they said, you have to read what you're authorizing. That information is on there, so you need to be careful when you sign up.
Well, why don't you make it bigger so a person can see it?
Would you like to accept that offer, ma'am?
So how much is that I have to pay?
You are going to get a 75% refund on each charge, so whatever's left over, that's what you'll be paying. It'd probably be like $20-something on each charge.
Okay, that's fine. Give me that.
All right, give me 1 second.
Your crooks, yellow crooks. And I'm going to make sure it's known about your company. I'm going to email everybody on Facebook and every place else and then let them know.
Just one second. Let me get this note on the account. Usually you can get that refund about 3 to 5 business days to go back onto your Visa card. Just one second. All right, so we got it settled. Everything has been canceled. You can check your email for the verification cancellation and also the 2 refunds amount. If you do not receive it within 3 to 5 days, check with Visa. If Visa is saying they don't receive it, then call us back at this number.
Okay, and what is your email amount address?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Your email address?
Let's see what they have down.
So what will my charge be on my Visa?
Okay, for the first one, it will be $21.48. And the second one is going to be $23.73.
Okay, what is your email?
Give me 1 second. Let me see what they have down. Okay, so it looks like the email is going to be support@ Prime Freshia Keto, which is the name of your product, PrimeFreshiaKeto.com.
Okay. So there's $50 I'm paying you. I get nothing for it?
You're getting the product that you originally signed it for, which is the trial that you didn't cancel.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.